I know you said there's been, I mean, Destin kind of has a reputation for not holding on to city managers. Do you know?
Yes.
Do you know why that is?
Because we have council members who get their toes, the people stepped on their toes or some other stuff. I'm one of those people that doesn't believe in getting rid of Miss Lejeune, okay? Let me find a place where I can sit down and talk to you for a second here. Nice, beautiful dock I'm on today.
Oh.
Out here in the sun.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to get in the shade of my golf cart. The best way to explain this is there are people who are trying to micromanage the city. We have council members who are trying to micromanage. We have council members who are, for whatever reason, trying to upset the apple cart for no other reason except they're not getting what they're doing. As far as Ms. Lejeune is concerned, as far as city managers, Mr. Rubenstein, yes, he was the first one that I had anything to do with the firing. I didn't have a problem firing him. I just voted to wait until he was back on out from vacation. He was on vacation when he was fired. And his successor, Ms. Silverboard, she quit because her husband got fired as city manager in Fort Walton Beach, and they had to go find another place to go. That's when we got Mr. Casella. Mr. Casella left for greener pastures, which didn't turn out very green at all. And Ms. Ustick left for family reasons, mostly. She had family in New Mexico and in Nevada, and I think she went back for those reasons alone. That I'm aware of. And then we rehired Mr. Casella, and then, of course, everybody thinks Mr. Casella was in somebody's back pocket, namely my employer, which is not the truth. But then again, that's the way it goes. To be totally honest with you, I am very upset with my fellow council members. I am not on board with what's going on right now. And basically, I don't want to say I'm ashamed to be a council member, but I'm not very happy about the way things are going, because what we are a legislative body, and I believe my fellow council members are trying to micromanage the city, you know, and they won't let the city manager do her job. And I mean, she has some issues. She's had some issues with certain people, and I mean, I understand, but she's a fact finder. She's not going to give you an answer until she's got all the facts, and I believe in that. You know, because we got so much false news and false other crap going on around here that I believe that she's trying to do the utmost for her job. I'm trying to not cause myself to slander my own council members, okay? So please understand that I'm trying to figure out how to word this right. I do believe there are some problems with council members doing too much for certain people, as if they might be, you know, being influenced. I mean, you're supposed to be there for all the citizens, not just a group or few. I've always quoted a quote from a Star Trek movie. I am a Trekkie, but in the original movie Wrath of Khan, I think the original quote came from Tale of Two Cities or something of that nature. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one. I've always translated that to be the needs of the many are the entire citizen population, the needs of the few are the NIMBYs, and the one is me. I have to forget about what I think and think about what the citizens as a whole think. And I don't go for the NIMBYs, you know, for that same reason. So I believe there is a situation, I believe there is some serious outside influence from city council, on the city council, that are pushing certain agenda items. And I'm not happy with that. I'm not going to resign or anything. I'm going to serve out my term, you know, but I'm not very happy with the situation as it stands. Ms. Lejeune has done everything she can to do her job, but she's either stepped on somebody's toes or she's just not forthcoming with all the information that's needed that a particular council members want. And I'm upset with a certain council member because they are supposed to, you know, go through the proper channels and they don't. You know, that's my take on it. I argued that point at the council meeting, and I'll argue it again come Monday night when the council hears her formal resignation or retirement, whatever it's going to be called. I will tell you right off the bat, I will vote against it. I am still adamant that she needs to stay. I think she needs to. I think the council members that are there need to let her do her job. I mean, we all hired her unanimously 2 years ago. You know, so why all of a sudden a change? You know, if everybody was happy with her and didn't even want to have to even do a complete manager search, what changed? Who changed? Who told somebody something that make it change? So that's the way I feel about it.
Mm.
You can word it any way you want to make it not sound so harsh, but, you know, the truth of the matter is I'm not a happy camper with my fellow council members right now, other than the two that supported supported her with myself.